Thank you, Charlie. Our last batch of news items, kicks off with sport. We have to have a piece about the city's football club, as it continues to enjoy success on the field, and success also for winners of the Norfolk Sports Awards 2018. Then there's a look at the background to the dry ski slope, and news that the National Road Cycling Championships are to be in Norfolk next summer. Then we'll finish up with a real variety from restoration work on the Broads to the destruction of a Victorian gatepost.
Norwich City fly out to Tampa for warm weather training, top of the championship, and with an order from Daniel Fark to the fans back home, savour every moment. The Canaries sealed a stunning stoppage time fight back to beat Millwall 4-3 in a pulsating game at Carrow Road that sparked euphoric celebrations. City lead the rest by 2 points, going into the latest international break, but talk of promotion is on the back burner for Fark. I was pleased again for the whole of Carrow Road because we were united, and to have sent them home with this feeling flying high for the next 2 weeks is outstanding, he said. We don't look too far, we just enjoy this moment. I also told the lads it is important to enjoy the moment and enjoy a game like this. Don't think too much about what will happen next or the next game. You have to enjoy yourself in life. We have to work so disciplined, but these are the moments you should never let you pass you by.
Speedway rider Robert Lambert and footballer Lauren Hemp scooped two of the major prizes at the Norfolk Sports 2018 last night. Lambert, skipper of the King's Lynn Stars, was named Sports Personality of the Year, while 18-year-old Hemp, who plays for Manchester City ladies team, was Young Sportsperson of the Year. They were crowned at a glittering awards night hosted by Norwich City legend Darren Eady at Open. A total of 11 awards were made, plus the winner of winners, which went to Tim Scott, who also won the Coach of the Year award.
Temperatures are set to rise to unseasonable highs this week, but that doesn't stop us thinking about winter sports and taking a trip down memory lane at Norfolk's only dry ski slope. Based at Trouse, on the edge of the city, the facility has seen a rise and rise in its success of helping people go safely and quickly downhill. The Norfolk Snow Sports Club is celebrating its Golden Jubilee and was started by Ivan Palfrey and Nancy Clark in 1968 after a skiing trip. In its early days, the club didn't have a home in the county and members went to the dry ski slope in Crystal Palace. In 1972, a slope made out of plastic, ski matting, scaffold poles and wooden boxes was built in Wensum Lodge, King Street. It moved to Whittlingham Lane, Trouse, in 1976.
National Road Cycling Championships will next year be hosted in Norfolk, it has been announced. The HSBC UK National Road Championships will take place on the first day of the British Cycling Festival, June the 27th, and will include a new city-to-coast 100-mile closed road cycling race. The events will form part of the Great British Cycling Festival, with amateur cyclists given the opportunity to ride the same closed road course as the professionals. The organisation of the tournament has been arranged in partnership with Norfolk County Council and Active Norfolk, sponsored by the University of East Anglia. Previous winners of the British Cycling Championships include Geraint Thomas, Bradley Wiggins and Mark Cavendish. The event next year is expected to attract more than 100,000 visitors to the region. A family ride will give families a chance to enjoy the event atmosphere while taking to their own bikes and riding on a closed road circuit round the city.
More than 100 construction students from a Norfolk college are helping to preserve a key feature of the county's heritage in a new partnership with the Broads Authority. The students from City College Norwich have been chosen for the Authority's Heritage Construction Skills Training Programme, which will focus on incorporating restoration skills into further education courses. A new temporary building for renovating mill caps, sails and other components will be installed at City College's Ipswich Road campus by the end of the year.
People in parts of Norwich could have a water butt or rainwater planter installed for free as part of a project aiming to reduce surface water flooding in the city. The £280,000 initiative, which aims to find long-term solutions to surface water flooding in the city, is being funded by Anglian Water and the Interregnum European Union CATCH Climate Change and Flood Reduction Project. The most well-known type of sustainable drainage systems, water butts and rainwater planters, can help reduce the risk of flooding by slowing the flow of rainfall into the sewers or storing it. Flooding can be exacerbated by urban development, where housing and paved areas have replaced natural drainage from grassland and open fields. Eligible properties for the scheme need to be located in the Catton Grove, Sewell, Nelson or Town Close wards of Norwich and some surrounding areas. It is also being offered to schools and businesses.
A listed Victorian gatepost at a Norwich cemetery has been reduced to rubble after a bin lorry crashed into it. A gatepost at Earlham Cemetery was destroyed on November the 7th. The accident happened at the Beaufort Road entrance wall of the cemetery and was hit by a Viridor commercial waste lorry as it was leaving the site. The company is contracted by Dignity, who own and manage the Earlham Crematorium. Police were called to the scene and directed traffic away from the collapsed gatepost due to the amount of bricks that spilled into the road. Officers spoke to Norwich City to arrange repairs. A council spokesman said, "Currently the footpath by the entrance on Beaufort Road is cordoned off, while the stone and bricks are cleared and the area is made safe. The entrance will be closed for vehicles until further notice, but remains open for pedestrians. The main entrance on Earlham Road is unaffected. The council will attempt to salvage as much of the broken stonework as possible to return the gatepost to its original condition. It is not known how much the repair work will cost, but the council spokesman said that any costs would be reclaimed from insurance."